From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 63 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, of course. Then we will speak with California Attorney General. We're going to find out what he had to say about tariff arguments at the Supreme Court. We will also tell you about the U.S. drop in international tourism. Many, many fewer international tourists coming to the USA could be due to higher visa fees, could be due to stricter requirements. We're going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com.
Tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas are on sale right now, Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. What better way to celebrate than with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra and special guests? It's a whole night of Kansas City jazz and holiday songs. Get your tickets while they last at Liberty Hall or Ticketmaster.com. Do not go to a different site for that. We have heard about some scamming that's going on. I don't blame them. It's a really fun night. But get it at Liberty Hall. Get it at Ticketmaster.com. You can click through at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Be sure you get the real deal tickets. Clear skies tonight, low around 40 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the lower 70s. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Leila Fadale Martinez and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Art of the Groom, Pet Salon and Art Studio at 1906 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering commissioned pet portraits and dog grooming. Information available by emailing artofthegroom@gmail.com.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 3:30.
Company earnings reports, including McDonald's, the Dow gained 225 points, up about 0.5%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature said yesterday they did not get enough support to hold a special session on mid-decade redistricting. Zane Irwin has the story.
Republican Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins said his chamber did not reach the two-thirds majority support needed to call the special session. The announcement is a setback for proponents of redistricting in Kansas who want to draw new congressional maps to make it harder for Democrat Charisse Davids to hold her U.S. House seat. In a statement, Republican State Senate President Ty Masterson said he would try again to pass new maps when the legislature reconvenes for the regular session in January. I'm Zane Irwin.
Crystal Watson will be the next mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas. As Madeline Fox reports, she will have to grapple with budget challenges and controversial tax hikes.
Watson is the first black female mayor of Kansas City, Kansas. She was deputy chief of staff under former Mayor David Alvey and is currently executive director of the nonprofit Kansas City, Kansas School Foundation. Despite big developments in the county, including the new Margaritaville Hotel, the unified government needs revenue. After keeping its budget level last year, a deeply divided UG commission in September voted to raise property taxes, in part to pay down interest on its nearly $900 million in bonds. Watson takes office in December. I'm Madeline Fox.
A proposed change to the funding formula for Kansas corrections programs is on hold after lawmakers and local agencies said it could lead to major cuts in some areas. The new formula would cut funding by nearly 40% in Sedgwick County, which has the highest population of offenders under supervision. It would increase funding to Johnson, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties. Kansas Secretary of Corrections Jeff Zmuda told a legislative committee he plans to get an independent evaluation of the proposed formula.
To build confidence and transparency, make sure people understand what we're going to do, we thought it best, let's reach out to an independent third party from outside the system and probably outside the state.
Zmuda says changes are needed to make sure funds for local probation and parole programs are distributed fairly. Clear skies tonight with a low around 40. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 70s. It's 3:35.
Support for Care News.
Okay, I might be a little biased, but the holidays are just better with Morning Edition. From hearing about how families celebrate across town.
You come in there, you wash your hands, you roll up your sleeves, you work together.
To learning about fun traditions around the country.
It's like an army of toys in the streets downtown.
Get in the holiday spirit with us and stay up to date on the news. Weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Holidays will be here before you know it, sneaking up on you. Join us for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow here on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other non-Lawrence frequencies. We're all around the state thanks to the contributions of listeners just like you. You can also hear us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich. November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
In our next half hour, we will learn more about Prop 50 out in California. Californians voted to approve it. This is a measure to change election maps. We will also get the lowdown from Nina Totenberg on arguments at the Supreme Court today about the legality of tariffs being declared by the executive branch. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned. It's 61 degrees in Manhattan and 63 in Emporia at 10 minutes before 4.
Committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org. This is NPR.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in just about 1 minute. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 4 o'clock.
Virginia and North Carolina. Available to adults 21 or older.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. till late. More information at 715mass.com.
62 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Topeka. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, and we'll get you the latest on the terrible plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky yesterday. At least 9 people died. I'm seeing some reports of 11. Governor of the Commonwealth just had a press conference. We'll tell you the latest from a member of Kentucky Public Media. Also, find out more about the shutdown of various energy projects that had been sponsored by the federal government. It's all coming up on KPR.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening, we have classical music for you on KPR One stations featuring some merry pranks, some love and laughter, and happy farmers. Destiny is your host from 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, stick around for the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Clear skies tonight. Lows around 40 degrees tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the lower 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy through the evening. Lows in the upper 40s. Highs around 70 on Friday. Get up in the mid-60s for Saturday. Then a front moves through. We are expecting very cold temperatures Saturday night.
Support for NPR comes. Nearly 1 in 3 construction workers in the U.S. were not born in the U.S., so how is the construction industry being affected by the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement? We hear from people in the business of building on tomorrow's All Things Considered. If you aren't by the radio, try asking your smart speaker to play NPR or your station by name. This is NPR News.
Electricity demand is on the rise, so is the price, and some Americans are struggling to keep up.
There's been a few times we couldn't afford it. We've had our lights turned off before. They don't care. They just shut them off.
Why have rates jumped, and is there anything being done to help residents keep the lights on? That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. You get the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Manhattan. It's 4:30.
Earnings reports. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature said yesterday they did not get enough support to hold a special session on mid-decade redistricting. Zane Irwin has the story.
Republican Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins said his chamber did not reach the two-thirds majority support needed to call the special session. The announcement is a setback for proponents of redistricting in Kansas who want to draw new congressional maps to make it harder for Democrat Charisse Davids to hold her U.S. House seat. In a statement, Republican State Senate President Ty Masterson said he would try again to pass new maps when the legislature reconvenes for the regular session in January. I'm Zane Irwin.
A proposed change to the funding formula for Kansas corrections programs is now on hold after lawmakers and local agencies said it could lead to major cuts in some areas. The new formula would cut funding by nearly 40% in Sedgwick County, which has the highest population of offenders under supervision. It would increase funding to Johnson, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties. Kansas Secretary of Corrections Jeff Zmuda told a legislative committee he plans to get an independent evaluation of the proposed formula.
To build confidence and transparency, make sure people understand what we're going to do, we thought it best, let's reach out to an independent third party from outside the system and probably outside the state.
Zmuda says changes are needed to make sure funds for local probation and parole programs are distributed fairly. The Kansas City Royals are asking parts of the public for feedback on three potential stadium sites. The organization released a survey this week asking for input on the merits of three locations, downtown Kansas City, North Kansas City, and Johnson County, Kansas. The team is also asking participants to offer opinions on the team, game day experiences, and television broadcasts. Royals CEO and Chairman John Sherman says the results of the survey could help shape where the team plays for the next 50 years. The survey will be available to season ticket holders and fans who attended a certain number of games in the past few seasons. Clear skies tonight with a low around 40 degrees, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the lower 70s. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence and it's 435.
Support Accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Alchio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, hosting a screening and discussion of the documentary Return of the Sacred Red Rock, November 8th, 2 p.m., Woodruff Auditorium in the Kansas Union. Information at spencerart.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, we will continue to talk about yesterday's elections. What have we learned? What can we extrapolate? What is a non-starter? We will also take a rare glimpse inside the Israeli-occupied zone of devastated Gaza, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Clear skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas. Lows around 40 degrees. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 70s down to the upper 40s tomorrow night. It's 60 degrees in Topeka, 60 in Abilene, 61 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Quality Brokerage Services, LLC. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows around 40 degrees tonight, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 70s. The time is 5 o'clock.
All of homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
It's 58 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Topeka, 55 in Abilene. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We are your place for NPR News, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned in our next half hour, a conversation with the Attorney General of the state of California. Then the U.S. is seeing a decline in international tourists this year. Now, that could be due to higher visa fees and expanded requirements.
I think the basic message is that you're not welcome in the United States. Even tourists who often come and spend money are not welcome.
That's probably going to be a problem with the World Cup and all. But visitors from Mexico keep coming. We'll talk about that, plus hear from all around the world the response to the election of Zoran Mamdani as New York City mayor. And we will revisit our wild card series, this time with Brandi Carlile, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Clear skies tonight, low around 40 degrees. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 70s, down to the upper 40s tomorrow night. Highs around 70 again on Friday and Saturday. Saturday night, getting quite chilly with low in the upper 20s. Expect a hard freeze.
Support
from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have news headlines. Also going to talk more about the big elections last night. Stick around here on KPR for more All Things Considered. Lows around 40 degrees tonight, highs in the lower 70s tomorrow. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
After the federal government narrowed its recommendation for who should get the shots. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature said yesterday they did not get enough support to hold a special session on mid-decade redistricting. Zane Irwin has more.
Republican Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins said his chamber did not reach the two-thirds majority support needed to call the special session. The announcement is a setback for proponents of redistricting in Kansas who want to draw new congressional maps to make it harder for Democrat Charisse Davids to hold her U.S. House seat. In a statement, Republican State Senate President Ty Masterson said he would try again to pass new maps when the legislature reconvenes for the regular session in January. I'm Zane Irwin.
Crystal Watson will be the next mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas. As Madeline Fox reports, Watson will have to grapple with budget challenges and controversial tax hikes.
Watson is the first black female mayor of Kansas City, Kansas. She was deputy chief of staff under former Mayor David Alvey and is currently executive director of the nonprofit Kansas City, Kansas School Foundation. Despite big developments in the county, including the new Margaritaville Hotel, the unified government needs revenue. After keeping its budget level last year, a deeply divided UG commission in September voted to raise property taxes, in part to pay down interest on its nearly $900 million in bonds. Watson takes office in December. I'm Madeline Fox.
A proposed change to the funding formula for Kansas corrections programs is now on hold after lawmakers and local agencies said it could lead to major cuts in some areas. The new formula would cut funding by nearly 40% in Sedgwick County, which has the highest population of offenders under supervision. It would increase funding to Johnson, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties. Kansas Secretary of Corrections Jeff Zmuda told a legislative committee he's planning to get an independent evaluation of the proposed formula.
To build confidence and transparency, make sure people understand what we're going to do. We thought it best, let's reach out to an independent third party from outside the system and probably outside the state.
Zmuda says changes are needed to make sure funds for local probation and parole programs are distributed fairly. It's 56 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5:35.
On its toes. The new album.
That's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time and congratulations on tenure.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up at 6:01. In our next half hour, Nina Totenberg reports on arguments before the Supreme Court today. The justices, according to her, appear quite skeptical of the arguments made by the Trump administration. Then the president is firing scores of immigration judges. NPR has found a pattern to their backgrounds.
Anyone who ever represented a non-citizen at any point in their lives, that seems to be the indelible stain that got them fired.
The full story coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org. This is NPR.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations, holiday seasons or not. Tomorrow, your local host is Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT in Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org.